Well, you seem to have made it through Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Shop Small Town Saturday, and the countdown to Christmas is on. And it's Mike and Kim Burge along with you on The Good Stuff, reminding you that coming up shortly, December 4th, the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale will be hosted at the ranch east of Valentine. Cattle bred with the commercial cattleman in mind, selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, and a dispersal of their 2016 fall pairs. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine. Or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
And remember, that is coming up this next Monday. And what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers so many things? They offer ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture news. No need to roam for information, just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Well, I know we're past Thanksgiving, but now that we're getting ready for other holidays coming up, do you know what some of the common mistakes to avoid during holiday dinners?
No.
We'll see how many of these maybe we pulled off.
All right. Okay.
This is kind of like a test. Not thawing your turkey early enough.
Oh,
having it partially
no comment.
Frozen. Not good. Underestimating your cooking time. It is so hard to estimate. Is it 2.5 hours or is it 3.5 hours? Not cooking your turkey to the proper temperature is a mistake.
Yeah.
Throwing away the turkey drippings. No, don't do that.
Ooh, no, that's the good stuff.
Trying to do everything yourself. Share the load, okay?
That's right.
Trying to cook too much at the last minute.
That would never happen
to
me. No.
Planning a menu composed of either all baked items or all stovetop items. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, it is, because either you have everything in your oven, you don't have enough room, or you have everything on your stovetop and you don't have enough room there. You have to have a balance. So the oven is full and the stovetop is full.
So one other common mistake for Thanksgiving dinner and maybe other holiday dinners is overcooking the turkey. Those are some of the most common Thanksgiving or holiday dinner mistakes.
Well, thanks for that.
Well, just wanted to point those out in case you missed those.
Well, let's not talk about my grade. Okay, I have a couple of things. I have something about enjoying life to the fullest, and I also have a funny little story. So I'm going to start with the funny little story. A husband went to the police station to file a missing persons report on his missing wife. So the husband says, "I lost my wife. She went shopping and hasn't come back yet." The inspector says, "What is her height?" "Well, I've never checked. She's 5 foot something." "She's slim or healthy?" "Not slim. She can be healthy." "Color of eyes?" "Never noticed." "Color of hair?" "Changes according to the season." "What was she wearing?" "Well, I'm not sure. It may have been a suit or maybe shorts." "Was she driving?" "Yes." "Tell me what car she was driving." "A black 2015 Corvette Z06 with supercharged 6.2-liter V8 engine generating 625 horsepower, teamed with an 8-speed track certified HD automatic transmission with paddle shifters and a removable carbon fiber roof pan."
Ooh, probably better change his priorities a bit.
Jim Thompson sent that in to us, so he may not be doing the program, but he still listens and contributes to the program. Thanks so much, Jim, and we hope you're having a good week. And here's a poem called Success. Author is unknown. Success is speaking words of praise in cheering other people's ways, in doing just the best you can with every task and every plan. It's silence when your speech would hurt, politeness when your neighbor's curt. It's deafness when the scandal flows, and sympathy with others' woes. It's loyalty when duty calls. It's courage when disaster falls. It's patience when the hours are long. It's found in laughter and in song. It's in the silent time of prayer, in happiness and despair. In all of life and nothing less, we find the thing we call success.
Well, since we're in the holiday season, folks are going to be gathering up for holiday parties, and sometimes conversation is a little bit awkward. So I thought I'd give you a couple of tips on conversation starters.
Okay.
The proper way.
All right. Okay.
So what is the one thing that you really appreciate about someone at this table?
Very good. That's a good one.
Make you stop and think. What is the most valuable lesson that you've learned this year?
Oh, that's a good one. Boy.
You suppose anybody's learned to say no?
I don't know. We've been giving ways to say no. We've still got more of those, by the way, if you're still struggling with that.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.